In the May Marquette poll, President Obama's approval rating stood at 50%. Governor Walker's stood at 51%. In the July poll, both saw their approval ratings drop 3 points, leaving the president with 47% approval and the governor with 48%. Marquette University pollster Charles Franklin says the July numbers are a little bit lower than average for either the president or the governor, both of whom have averaged 50% approval in all the polling Marquette has conducted over the past couple years.
What we're seeing in both of these cases are shifts that are inside the margin of error, which is 3.7%. But it's unusual for two politicians of opposite party to move at the same time in the same direction. So that suggests that something is actually affecting both of their approval ratings.
Franklin says that something could be people's views of the economy, which were slightly more pessimistic in July. Among self-identified independents, Franklin says the way people view Wisconsin's economy goes a long way toward how they view Governor Walker.
Of those who think we're at least keeping up with other states and jobs, 79% approve of Governor Walker's handling of his job. But among those independents who think we're lagging behind in jobs, only 27% approve.
Marquette interviewed 713 registered voters for the survey, which was conducted over the course of 4 days last week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.